Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Podmen present the World League of Idiots, the A to Z of Idiots.
Already started.
No.
Oh.
What?
Your voice. Your voice is different.
It's the hormone therapy kicking in.
No, this is nasally.
Yeah, I'm sick.
You're sick in your foot as well, aren't you?
I think I should have my own TV show called Blunt Doctor. Doctor, I'm all nasal. Yeah, you're sick. Yeah, I'm stuffed up. I broke my foot. I'm like a used Q-tip. Like the ends, the top and tail are in bad shape. The middle part's okay.
I'm just.
But the useful bits are very broken, my head and my feet. So I'm basically.
Well, that's the thing. I've got a problem with my brain at the moment because I was just looking at a text message. I was like, oh, Kev's just texted me. That's you.
It's me.
And that was was from earlier. So, okay, right. I tell you what I've done this week. Kevin, as you know, I will be taking a flight. Yeah. I couldn't love it more.
Chris doesn't like flying, everybody.
I hate flying. I am Mr. T, right? Okay, but you can't like drug hamburgers these days, can you? It's a very 80s thing to do.
Yeah, no. I'm sure, I mean, I don't. Do you do anything for your. do you just grip onto this headrest or the seatrest or your wife, or do you actually like try to medicate yourself at the airport and have a couple of strong bourbons or something like that?
Yeah. Option C, Bob. That's option C. I used to be prescribed like diazepam, and so that, and the thing was, I used to have to take like the 2 milligram ones, right? 2 milligram pills. So I would take 14 before I'd even. Not 14 pills, 14 milligrams before it even got on a plane.
I don't even know how much you're normally supposed to take, but that sounds like a lot if there are only 2
milligrams.
Yeah,
I don't think you meant... There was some sort of like, if you're doing it for this reason, maybe just take 2 or 3 like during the...
You're not flying the plane, so I mean, you know,
I think that's my thing. If I was in charge of the plane, I might not have this problem. Anyway, so I'm getting on this plane and I can't even remember why...
You're going to Florida. That's why.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, yeah. So I've been buying holiday things, and one of the things I've bought is, well, I'm 46. Last weekend I was 46.
Yes, I didn't know that. Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, well, you and I don't tell each other it's our birthday until after
we don't
the
care. After we finish these recordings, we don't really acknowledge each other's existence.
No, but I noticed that you don't do it, so I'm not going to pander. But thank you very much. I'll take that. I'm going to reveal it to you now. Here it is. Can you guess what this might be?
It's a telephone case. Did you get a new phone and a case, or just
no.
the phone?
No, just the new, although I've got a new screen for it. So
you've got one of those phone cases. So Chris has shown me already those phone cases that, I'll say that my mom has, with the...
yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
The little booklet style one where like the other side's got like little slots for your credit cards and your pensioner's bus pass. And stuff.
This is what I've bought. It didn't come with the money in it.
Oh, okay, that's a
but
shame.
I've been able to transfer the money that I own into there. Here's another thing that I've got. Look at that. This is called a tile, and if it goes missing, if I'm on a coaster and it comes out of my pocket, I can do a little thing on my phone.
But if it comes out, hang on. If that comes out of your pocket, your phone's Shit. Missing, and you can't.
I've not thought about this at all. Fuck. But I can do it with other things. Right, okay. My driving license in there.
If you lose your phone, steal someone else's phone and log in and find your phone.
Look at that. It doubles up as nothing else, right? It is what you see and nothing else. But what I do understand is that if you tried to swipe me, like, you know, take some... contactless money off me. Yeah. It couldn't because it's protected. So that's what I'm doing. Now I'm 46. I'm bringing out the big boys.
Well, welcome. There you go. Good for you.
I've done is I've actually I've closed the phone now, and that is where my stories are today. So, and it's, I think it's me to go first, because when I did a reminder of how many letters are in the alphabet and which order they appear in,
yeah,
today is an even number, which is what I was doing.
Correct. I agree. Right. I think that's how I planned it. I want to see you read it. Like, I want to see you open it like a book and read your thing like you're reading a psalm or something like
that. That is it. Also, you know what, though? If I was on a...
Psalm begins with the letter P, which is actually what we're is today. Yeah.
Look at that.
Well, it has a little stand. See? I mean, you people, yeah, the fact that you guys are subscribing to the audio-only version, you're missing out. The stuff that Chris is showing me. Whew.
How would they subscribe? Would they have to just be in the room?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, yeah, I'm not allowing this.
Hacking in.
Right. Now, something else that begins with P is the topic of my story. That's the word is fingers. P-H-I-N. No, of course it's not. It's not that at all, but it involves fingers.
Okay.
So,
I'll give you a pass on that. We can have finger being with a P-H. Why not?
Let me tell you how this happened. Right, I was doing my work, and then my phone sends out a tweet, but they're called X's now, right? Or I think
at time of recording, yeah, they'll probably be back to tweets by the time this goes out.
So I was reading, and an X came through, and I thought,
That just doesn't sound.
It doesn't. It was a news headline, and it said and there's a reason why I can't remember it. Right, it's because...
You're 46.
I'm 46. What had happened was, I'd read the first bit. I'll tell you what the first bit said. And then I dismissed it. I was like, what? What have I just read? And then I couldn't find it again. So I typed in to Google what I remembered from the story, right? This is what I read. Pensioner bites off neighbour's finger over garden row. So I thought... Well,
and you dismiss that. You know what we do every week. Like, you just dismiss. You stop. You went, that's normal. I keep thinking that this is numbed us. This podcast is numbed us.
I typed in some of the words that were in there. This is what it spat out, right? So this is from 2008. And I thought, that can't be right.
That's giving time for the fingers to grow back.
So I went back to the searches, and you'd be surprised how many pensioner finger stories there are. Right, so I'm going to read you just got to decide. Like last week I was like, you think the OnlyFans person is, it's not, it's the, no, who did I blame? No, I said it was the, who did I fucking say it was? I think I went in with, it was not the person I thought. That's it was fit. Well, yeah. This one, I'm just going to give you a few pensioner finger stories.
But we only get to choose one to submit, is that correct? So we're going to pick the best of.
Okay, that's a good idea. I know which one it'll be then.
Okay, fair enough. Well, okay. Let's see if we align.
It's the one with the mugshot. So here we go. And as far as I can tell, all of these were in the UK. This is the one, though. I think what I'll do is I'll give Jew credit to the first one that I discovered and thought...
Jew credit? Right. To Jewish people? Okay, sorry.
Jew credit. Yeah, so this is the one... that I'm going to... Oh, and I just need to log back in because it's sent me to a different place. All right, here we go. So, a pensioner bit off a... So I'm going to say that this one is the idiot is the pensioner, right? You don't bite people's fingers off, fuck it. A pensioner bit off a next-door neighbour's fingers during a row about a flower bed. A court has heard. Mm-hmm. Pamela Fox, she is 66. That sounds like a Page 3 stunner.
It's a combination of Pamela Anderson and Samantha Fox.
Yeah. She allegedly sunk her teeth into Marija Hendrix.
No.
What was good?
Toilet paper lady.
Hendrix.
That's not a name I've ever heard.
Marija.
You're malfunctioning, Chris.
Marija. This is this is in England.
Hang on, I'm never going to be able to get past this. How are you spelling that first name?
M A R I J A Maria.
You can't just go with
Maria. Maybe it's Maria, like in. So she's a Spanish Mexican.
It's such the J is silent, like fajita, like fajita.
Yeah. So, right? So, Marita.
Let's just keep going.
No.
Maria. Okay.
So, Pamela Fox, and you couldn't get more British.
How are you spelling that?
hang on. Sorry. I was actually went to my phone. I was like, let's just have a look. Hang on a minute. It's doing that one of those things where to read the full story, do this. Oh, so no. I've just got.
You've got to insert 25 cents into your phone case or something to make it work.
Okay. okay. And according to this story, it was part of her neighbour's finger. It was a furious row over a flower bed. So. When Pam bit off the finger, I love the way that this is reported, then allegedly spat the lump of flesh at Marie. Right, so brilliant. I've got an advert popped up here. All that glitters is Goldblum. That was a T-shirt that I've just seen. So then she spat out the lump of flesh. I mean, do you want to know how old... Maha is
81.
51. Oh. You were close by 30 years. It is claimed Fox went to Andrick's door in Maidenhead, Berks. She's a Berk, isn't she? Mm-hmm. Armed. Here we go. What was she armed with?
Her teeth. I'm going to say some sort of gardening implement. Secateurs or a trowel.
Ooh. I don't think you're not even in the ballpark. It's armed with a can of air freshener.
That was my next guess.
And then at the end of
a lighter or something like that.
And then the end. So it doesn't really do anything else. It goes. She's armed with a can of air freshener and the end of the Miss Andrick's little finger was bitten off. After a struggle.
There's a whole middle section of this story that's missing.
Yeah, so this is David Powell for Fox, I guess. Maybe he's the... Dave, yeah, he's the lawyer. He suggested Miss Andrick hurt herself, but wanted to incriminate an annoying neighbour. I just don't think you gnaw your own finger off and say she did it. Fox denies assaulting her in June 2005. The case continues. That's 3 years after it happened. Now, if you remember what I said to you right at the very beginning here, that wasn't the only one. So I then started going back to... No, it wasn't that one. That was ages ago. So there was the first one I read. Here's another one. Here's another... I won't go through the full story. I'll just give you the headline. Woman's finger bitten off in Bradford care home attack.
Hmm. I've been to Bradford. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, this turns out to be the story that had flashed through on my ex. Oh, right? Okay, so it's
lady... So you're sticking with this ex thing. I like that. That's...
Yeah, so she was 97. She was attacked in a care home after I think it was like a kind of break in and entering sort of thing. Okay. So it's not really what we usually talk about, but I think the other one was kind of like... what else, though? Here's some more. 85-year-old's fingers bitten off to bone in crazed home attack that lasted almost an hour. This is a fella... He's 77. He's attacked in a care home. And there he is. He's had his fingers gnawed off. Now, Christ. What is it about old people? Is it because there's like the joints gone and so they're easy to just like rip off or something?
I think so. Maybe, yeah. It's a good gnawing. It's like, it's like trying to eat like pork fat versus a pork crackling. You know, pork crackling just come apart really. You crunch easy.
No. Here's bristle. Another one. Woman arrested after biting two fingers off elderly man's hand.
He's flipped her the V, hasn't he?
I love those. Yeah. So, yeah, she's 52. It seems like you don't need to be of a particular... Like, they'll say, it's these young kids today. I'll say it's probably middle-aged women. Right, here's another one.
It is. Falling down in the bathtub and getting your fingers bitten off. Those are the two biggest fears of old people, I think.
Here's a really, like, because we've done, like, our main story and I'm just abridging these, it's a shame because I'd like to know more about this. Maybe another time, but actor bit off Good Samaritan Pensher's finger in appalling and unprovoked attack. There's that. So that's another one. Here's the last one I'll submit. Westerhope woman boasted. Now, this is the weirdest one of all. Westerhope, wherever that is that in this country?
Sounds like
Looks like it, yeah. She's called Libby Armstrong. Westerhope woman boasted on Snapchat with mum's fingertip in her mouth. After, but she's going,
everybody, I got her finger in my mouth, sucker.
Say hockey puck.
That's great. So that is, she posted grotesque. So this woman's not, like, she's done it, maybe it was in, like, a flash of anger, but then she thought, I could use this flash of anger to attract followers.
Challenge.
Anyway, that was, oh, wait there. Oh, I've misread this
entirely. I can't move,
I've
broken my foot, so I got nowhere to go.
It wasn't her mum's fingertip. It was just a mum. It was a mum. Mum's fingertip.
Much better.
Yeah. That's right. It feels a bit more pleasant now. Yeah, it was outside a nightclub. Wow. And outside a nightclub, yeah. Just, right. So this is the one I was going to submit as the idiot, right? Because we have an open and shut case. This was actually this year as well, but 8th of March. So what can we surmise? It's like, it doesn't matter whether it's pre-pandemic, post-pandemic, during pandemic. What we know is that British people just like to bite off old people's fingers.
Specifically, old people's fingers, yes.
Yeah, so there we go. Just pensioners' fingers. That's made the list. Right, they're not the idiots, but they're the ones that's inspired the story,
yeah,
right?
No, that's okay. Yeah, wow.
What a treasure hunt.
Who knew? Who knew?
That I bet I would just got bored reading those six stories, and there'll be more. There'll be more.
Oh,
just
sure
keep going.
Will. I'm sure there will. And if not, you can make your own fun.
It's 90% of Google these days.
It is. Pensioners' fingers. speaking of which, here's my story. My turn?
Yeah, go for it.
We should have a little. We should have a little eight-fingered old person playing like a piano in the background with the transition music or something like that.
Yeah, story. And if we ever get unhappy, just bite one of those fingers off. I'm just going to open the scorecard just so I got it ready because I can't remember where I put it. Oh, bang the microphone. Let's go, Kevin.
There we go. Headline. I'll go right with the headline. It's a quick story. I think you had about nine stories, so I'll do a quick one, and that should we could stick the landing at our normal finish time, which is all good.
Out, yeah.
All right. sorry. Oh, man, I hate talking with a cold. Man tries to pawn video game console with crystal meth inside. Now, it's not inside him. It's inside the video game console. So P for pawn. We're at a pawn shop here, Christopher.
Yes. So, oh, yes. P-A-W-N.
Yeah, not P-O-N. Yeah. Pawn. Pawn. Or horn. Pawn. Pawn shop. So this is in Moultrie, Georgia. Jared Fournier is our guy here. Walked into American.
What a name.
Yeah, I know.
Look, brilliant.
There he is. That's old Jared there.
Do you not think that this would be a name that Frank Sinatra would play in an old MGM musical?
Yeah, I think
Gerard
so.
Gerard Fournier.
Fournier, yeah. Walked into American Pawn yesterday. And that sounds like a TV show. American Pawn. But he just, okay. That was the name of the shop.
He walked into it.
Walked, like, and yeah, and then he took a step back, opened the door, and then entered the shop. so he walked into American Pawn and tried to pawn an old Sega Genesis. Is that what they called it in the UK? Was it called a Genesis? It's the one that came out around the same time as a Super Nintendo. Okay. I know there was...
Oh, no. No. That is a separate thing to the Mega Drive.
Mega Drive.
Of there. Yeah. So Genesis was maybe 32-bit. I can't really remember. I'm saying things I don't understand.
At Florida Podman, people, if you have any input on which was which. So this guy walked into this pawn shop and tried to pawn an old Sega Genesis for $700. That seems like a lot for a Sega Genesis. $700. I think I sold mine a couple of years ago for like 50.
Yeah, so this is a retro machine.
Yes. He told the clerk it was special and worth more than just a regular one. So when the workers checked the console, they found a bag of crystal meth inside the game cartridge slot. So he just tucked it in instead of whatever, Wonder Boy or Madden 95.
but this wasn't a mistake. He obviously knew the value of this. So
well, so here we go. So Fournier allegedly told the workers that the meth was uncut and the best he ever had. He also stated there was nothing more fun than playing Sega while high on meth. He said, meth gives you more focus to win video games.
That's what it should say on the bottom of the strap line there.
Exactly. So the pawn shop workers phoned police, who arrested this guy a mile away from the store. He pretended he knew nothing about trying to pawn the Genesis with the meth inside. Said he was just out simply jogging, and he was charged with possession of methamphetamine. So, I mean, it's a quick story. This guy has just gone in, and instead of just trying to sell drugs, he's muled it inside of a Genesis and said, hey, you want to buy a special video game console? And
I can't even think of the pun that Sega Genesis might give us.
No.
Yeah. What sometimes you just don't need to bite off a pensioner's finger to make it a foolish story.
Nope.
And there's the example right there.
So yes, that's a quick one.
We have 52. We're about to add the 53rd and 54th stories. Let's go for pensioner's fingers first, then.
So this is Marika.
The first one is. Yeah, so that's the one where she goes round. She's got the air freshener, and
that's
her
the weird part. I like that. It adds a bit of surrealness to it. It's just
like she was going, well, if I'm going to do this, I'll need to clean up after myself, and if I do, maybe something to cover up the smell.
So what we have in both of our stories actually is, we'll presume these actually happened, but both. Criminals
allegedly.
Here are saying they were. This lady bit her own finger off.
in a fit
of rage. And this guy was out jogging instead of dumping meth into a Genesis and trying to sell it at a pawn shop.
What is not up for dispute is whether a finger did come off. So let's say Marika, she's taken her own finger off and she's gone, look.
Now, are we gonna give your story two scores based on who bit the finger?
Who did the finger?
We'll do that. Well, maybe we should average your story out based. Let's give them two. Yeah. Let's do this. Why not?
I don't know. Okay. I like the story. I think it's second to the fact. Actually, I think that there is a world of finger biting going on there, right? Okay, that's weird.
Fight Club came out. There was like all that. You started discovering all these underground, like, you know, white collar dudes just fighting in like underground car parks and stuff like that.
But you're not meant to talk about it, so I don't want to be that guy.
I forgot that first rule and the second rule.
I think it scores high because it's got mystery. But I don't think it's the top. I think it's depending on who the idiot is.
Okay, so let's say that Pam bit this lady's finger off.
It's an idiotic thing.
Overreaction.
Yeah, the gardening incident, overreaction, the air spray. I'll get her. And it was the reason it was for. It wasn't self defense. It was I'm going to go and do this.
Yeah.
So I'm just shy of an 8, maybe 7.9. Okay.
I'm going to go a touch lower only because I want more details. It was a gardening incident. I don't know the motivation. If the motivation was something absolutely ridiculous, it would score very high for me. If it was, this lady killed Pam's husband in the garden, therefore she went and, you know, she bit her finger off. That's pretty normal, I would think. So I'm going to go probably low 7, like 7.2. 7.2.
If... that's fine. And if I could be bothered to pay the Telegraph to read more. It's weird because you just see a flash of how much is reported on the Telegraph. The version that I told you, which was a paragraph long, was from the Mirror. I think that says it all. Yeah.
So we're going to average out at about...
Yeah, there's a bird chopped off a woman's finger. She had it in her mouth. There was air freshener involved. Fuck it. Whereas the Telegraph are going, and then one stormy evening. But anyway, yeah, so based on what I told you, I think you're right. I think it's like, I just got wrapped up in this
world. No, I think we averaged it out. It's an overreaction. It's an idiotic overreaction. So we're going about 7.5. 7.5 was, I think, our average.
7.5 sounds about right, and we'll take it to tie with fake kid's death. Oh, yeah, fake kid's death. Mm-hmm. McCunion.
Oh, yeah, that's where the guys got, like, rage because they didn't. Either got or didn't get onions in their hamburgers.
Yeah, that's right. And the story only just slightly ahead of Digger Disaster. Mm-hmm. So this is what would we call it? I'm just going to imagine Roger's pensioner.
Pensioner fingers with a PH.
Pensioner finger 7.5. It's on the list. It's currently, depending on what yours does, it's currently at 20th place. As I say, it's tied.
Sorry.
What are we going to score? Pawn shop.
God. It's interesting because it is dumb. I mean, there's many other ways that you can try to sell drugs. Not that I tried officially.
But this is almost, it almost feels like he's, I think he's probably tried a few ways before. And this was the one he thought was the kicker. This is like, this will get him.
Yeah, it's just, why a Sega Genesis? Of all things.
Because
teddy bear. Cut it open on the back of a teddy bear and stuff it in.
He could have easily eBayed that Genesis. Yeah, people are after retro machines. It's got to be around the eights, hasn't it? Because it's got a weird kind of like story, but then the choices that were made just make it even more idiotic.
I'll be consistent in this episode, and I'll say because it was a quick story, and I searched three or four different versions of the story, and they're all very much the same. There wasn't a lot of detail, so I'm going to bring my score down a little bit because I don't know the motive. I don't know the why of the Genesis and things like that. I'm going to go probably like a 7.6, I think, is where I'm going to go with
this. I'm going to take this to an 8 because just bang on 8 because I really like the story and there's enough for me to go. Yeah, I'm kind of comfortable with that. So
7.8.
7.8.
Yeah.
7.8. Pretty good for which a quick story.
I can tell you short stories every week and get decent scores and get on with my weekend, basically.
It's 18th. This will put it at 18th position. What are we going to call this one? Or should we just leave it for a moment? Genesis Genius.
Yeah, it begins with it. We have to put a P in there somewhere so that when we actually come back to it, we know which letter it was. Put the pawn in there somewhere.
See, the problem is I haven't done that with them all.
That seems like an us problem, not a them problem. So.
So most of them do. Most of them are really quite clever, like Javel Judge. That's my favourite.
Go ahead. Genesis Genius is fine. It's your list.
We know what that means. Genesis Genius scores a 7.8, and that adds the 54th idiot to our list.
Wow, we knew there'd be that many.
No, we still got something to go. Right, okay, so what's the OPQ?
It's
the Queen. It's Queen.
Oh, what damn it, I've already got my story ready for next week, and now I'm gonna. What did she do? Anything stupid? Probably.
Well, it's your go first next week. Go in with Quentin or the Queen or Quadrophene. I know what I've got. Right,
I
okay.
Know what I've got a cold.
All right. Yeah, you have. Yeah, I hope you get better for next week and maybe you're walking again.
I'll try my best. If I still sound like this next week, one of two things happened. Either I haven't got rid of my cold or
Somebody's bitten off your finger.
Yeah. I think these we can talk about this amongst ourselves. Let's let everybody else go away for a little bit, and we'll figure this stuff out. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. Ta-da.
What a bunch of idiots.